Many parents shared concerns about changing schools, including plans for transportation and after-school programs, under such a short time frame. Dr. Miriam Thomas expressed the often repeated sentiment that Rockefeller students love their teachers and the school's doing well as is.
Not right now, okay? Because these students are growing, and you want the growth to still grow. The parents are here. You want that. You want that environment. So y'all look at some other school. Don't look at Rockefeller. Just say Rockefeller doing a fine job. Thank you.
Dr. Suggs told the crowd he was listening to their concerns and would schedule a meeting with parents to get their input before finalizing the proposal in 3 weeks.
We have to do a better job as far as the communication. Communication is everything, so we have to do a better job.
Bill Kopsky, president of the Parent Teacher Association of the Early Childhood School at Rockefeller, said the PTA was given only 1 day's notice that Suggs would hold the meeting after weeks of asking.
One of the frustrating things for us is that we've been asking him to have this meeting when we knew that they were thinking about something because we wanted to have some input in what that something may be, and they refused, and they only agreed to the meeting after putting forward this proposal and having it catch on fire in the way that it has.
Others in the district have expressed concern about Suggs' responsiveness and transparency. Attorney and Blue Hog Report author Matt Campbell filed a suit on behalf of Teresa Knapp Gordon earlier this week. He says Gordon, a librarian at Jefferson Elementary, was under investigation for conducting a reading program without district approval. She requested a copy of her personnel file under the Freedom of Information Act and didn't get it.
When somebody requests records about themselves, the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act is really straightforward. It says, notwithstanding any of the exceptions, to disclosure, a person always has the right to obtain their own personnel and employee evaluation records.
Suggs says he has no knowledge of the case, although a series of email exchanges forwarded to KUAR by Campbell show his administrative assistant acknowledged receipt of the request.
And Ms. Knapp Gordon filed a lawsuit yesterday about...
That I have nothing. I have no knowledge of any lawsuit.
Because I have the emails, so I could show them to you. Yeah, I will have emails that were I understood were forwarded to you as FOIA requests.
I haven't seen them, ma'am.
Okay.
Leadership of the Little Rock School District is working to cut costs before it loses $40 million in annual desegregation funding by 2017. The district, which was taken over by the state in January, must also address its 6 schools in academic distress. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.